Let's pick up Mark from Pittsburgh, and he's got a question about a friend of his. What's going on with your friend, Mark?
She's in her mid-30s. About 10 years ago, she was diagnosed with scleroderma.
Okay.
She has Raynaud syndrome, real poor circulation in her, her hands. Actually, just a day ago, they did a partial amputation because of some infection. You know, she would get these, I don't know what they call them, infarcts, I guess.
Yep.
There are these yellow patches that start to form, I guess, due to poor circulation, and then they turn into lesions that get infected.
Well, we could deal with that one right away. Getting on some Circuzyme can dramatically upregulate the microcirculation, and so I'd certainly go there. How much does she weigh?
She's pretty thin. She's been deteriorating. She's maybe 100 pounds.
Wow. Okay. Yep. So about 3 Circuzyme per meal should, there should be a, you know, a noticeable effect.
Uh-huh.
But let's come back to the main issue. See, the Raynaud's usually, the circulation to the hands and feet, this is usually an adrenal issue.
Okay.
And, of course, that usually comes back to not sleeping or having a lot of inflammation in the body, as she has from her main condition, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, the first thing I'd want to work on is getting the digestion up. And so at her age, I'd want her to have about a teaspoon of salt a day. That's an air-dried sea salt or our pink salt. And she could drink that in 16 ounces of water when she first wakes up.
Okay.
Generally speaking, this elicits a nice bowel movement in 15, 20 minutes. And what's nice about that is it cuts down the load on her body, okay?
Uh-huh.
So that would be number one. Number two, I would go on the HCL detox kit, even though she's very young, simply because it helps the body upregulate its cleansing and purification for the blood. So, and I'd probably use a good bit, like 4 HCL and 2 activator, end of meals. Okay. And the next step, and of course the activator there may help to express healthy genes and suppress the troublesome gene that's coming from her main problem. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course 2 quantum digest as she's eating or if she forgets to take it, then she can take it at the end of the meal. Okay. Now we're digesting our food. Now the next thing that I'd like to do.
Okay, I might want to note, she has no gallbladder. She had that taken out.
Great, great. One more thing to deal with, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what we need to do here, and this would be consistent anyway, is probably to use maybe 3 teaspoons of gallbladder nano to soften any debris that might be in the bile veins. When they remove your gallbladder, they remove the sac that stores bile, and they reconnect the veins to the common bile duct. By doing that, they buy you some time, but ultimately it's not good because what we see is that those bile veins congest later, and now the bile meant to excrete toxic waste ends up back in the bloodstream, and that's very bad. So you could get her on 3 teaspoons of gallbladder nano. If she actually feels pain all the way through her gut when she eats fats, that would tell you that the bile, the common bile duct where they sent all these veins is getting jammed up, and she'd need to go on maybe 3 gallbladder complex, these are capsules, per meal, and then hopefully that would give the body what it needs to dilate the neck and stop that. Then after, I would say after about 3 weeks of this, she should do this gallbladder nano for 16 weeks. After 3 weeks, I'd want her to start 2 coffee enemas a week. And I think this would help with everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as she's stronger, if she tolerates the HCL very well, it's possible that her main problem is the expression of a bad gene.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case, then we should be able to take HCL maybe to 8 and activator maybe to 4. Now, she'd have to drink a lot of water to tolerate that, but then we might have expression of the healthy genes, suppression of the bad guy, and maybe some of those symptoms of the hardening of the tissue, like in her throat and elsewhere, that is so common, would go away. That would be my one goal, but ultimately getting her strong enough so that she could get out and see a QRA practitioner, mm-hmm. someone who could test her and find what's driving this and help her clear it up completely. Mm-hmm. And, of course, pH, which is a special today, pH Trio, would be and could be a big help because it'll help increase tissue oxygen. So I do that with pH paper, of course, and the aloe drink, not the aloe powder. It's too sweet. Okay? Those would be good starting. Obviously, we can do more. You could use DHLA and quinol and even the Max Stress B. These guys also would bring up the body's detox capacity and may reduce some of her uncomfortable experiences with this condition, okay? Mm-hmm. All right, well, that would be my suggestion. If you call the order line, you should be able to get the name of a QRA practitioner mm-hmm. in that Pittsburgh area, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye now.
Bye.